A lot of dames had walked through my door, and all of them had been trouble. This one came with a capital T. If she had been a little less beautiful, or if I had been just a little bit smarter, I would have sent her packing.
Mr. Murphy? Mr. John Murphy?
That's right. But my friends call me Jack.
Jack it is, then.
I didn't say you were a friend. But if you let me take you to the Pally and dance with me, that could change fast. Games like that, you must be a dancer. Besides, the office is closed. If we're not going dancing, it'll have to wait till morning. Like I said, I'm going dancing. If not with you, there are any number of gals who will enjoy my company. They aren't lookers like you, but they aren't plain Janes either. She looked scared, and maybe she was. Or maybe I was just a sap. She wouldn't be the first broad to take me for one. She had a mouth built for two things, kissing and lying. I could tell from looking at her, she had a lot of practice doing both.
I'm not here to talk about dancing, Mr. Murphy. I know it's late, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't important, if there was any other way. Tomorrow might be too late. You see, I'm being threatened. At first, I didn't think much of it. But then, when this showed up on my pillow of my bed, I just...
She had something in her hand. It was a black rose. That meant Jimmy the Gent. And Jimmy the Gent meant the Syndicate. And the Syndicate was a headache I didn't need. A black rose from Jimmy meant you were marked. He was the Syndicate's button man, and he liked people to know it.
I can't pay you. At least not much. Well, not with money, at least.
She parted her lips, inviting a kiss. I took the invitation and pressed her heart against the wall. She needed to be kissed, and by someone who knew how to do it. When I pulled away, she was breathless.
Will you help me? Will you, Jack?
Before I knew it, she was on her knees, and her hands were loosening my belt. She freed my cock from inside my pants and went to work on me like a doxy with a sailor on shore leave. Just because I ain't holding a gun doesn't mean I'm not packing heat.
Oh, Mr. Murphy, that's some heater, all right.
Show me that those lips aren't just for kissing. That's it. Take it all.
I'm hungry, and you're a prime cut of beef.
You aren't the first to say it. Grade A prime. That's it. Show me what we can do with that mouth. That's it, bro. That's it. Nice and slow. That's how I like it.
Do you like my mouth? Does it feel good? I like you inside me.
I like it just fine. You got a way about you. Real style. I'm gonna give it to you now. The Jack Murphy special. That's it, Bron. That's it. Take it in your mouth.
You taste good. Better than a steak. And the special sauce. It really makes it a meal.
Well, you certainly made a meal of me.
So, will you help me, Mr. Murphy? Will you?
My rate is 25 a day, plus expenses. But You just bought yourself 3 days, best I can figure. I'll look into your problem, see what I can do.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I hope it's okay to call you that now. I guess I should start by telling you my name. It's Gracie. Gracie McCortland.
She left my office as abruptly as she'd come into my life. I was up to my neck in it now, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get myself back out. Normally, I don't like guns, but the Syndicate was dangerous. The kind of danger that raided a gun. I had mine, and I thought it was best to keep it with me. At least until I had a bead on Jimmy the Gent, and why he wanted to give Gracie the long goodbye. I followed a few leads. AJ Follett from the Gazette, who owed me for a few tips I'd fed him over the years. He worked the crime beat and knew the town like the back of his hand. My contact at the local precinct. Even my gal at the FBI, who typed up the reports. All of them, came up dry. This is Murphy. Detective Maddox. What can I do for you? Oh. I see. Well, now that is a pickle. But I really can't help you. My client. And who says I've got one? Who's paying me? And what for isn't any of your business? You'll be seeing me, will you? Not if I see you first. With Maddox looking for me, I couldn't use the office, and there would be at least 2 men watching my apartment. If they fingered me before I got a lead on Gracie's case, I'd be spending the night in a lockup as a material witness. I called Gracie, and I set up a meet. It was an old flea bag in a bad part of town. It was cheap, and it was the kind of place where no one asked any questions. It would give me time, and that is what I needed, desperately, right now.
I made it, Jack. I did like you said. 2 cabs, the bus with a transfer at Main, exiting out the back of the Essex Hotel. If anyone managed to follow me, they didn't let on. It's been hard, Jack. So hard. I've barely slept. Every time I hear anything, it gives me such a start.
I'm close, Gracie. Real close. It's like one of those puzzles where you can't see the whole picture without all of the pieces. I like puzzles, and I'm good at them. I'm just waiting for one more call, one last piece. Then I can take it to Maddox, and he can make sure that the right people get a long vacation. 20 years, I'm guessing.
Then it'll all be over? I can't tell you how much I dream of that. Almost as much as I've been dreaming of you. You've been working so hard, Jack. I feel like my ledger is in the red. And, well, I'd really like to add some credits to my account. Get things back in the black.
I'm not much for ledgers and accounting, Gracie. But I do know how to take payment. And I know those lips can settle up any past due notice you might have coming.
Oh, Jack, I want to lick you like a lollipop.
You like candy, do you, Gracie? I'm an all-day sucker. Oh, that's it, Gracie. You're such a dirty girl.
If this is dirty, Jack, I don't ever want to be clean.
Make it less. That's it. Nice and slow.
I could suck it all day, Jack. All day.
I like how you settle up, Gracie. Oh, that's it. You're a world-class cocksucker, Gracie. World-class.
The World's Fair is in Paris this year, Jack. Maybe you can take me and we can show them how it's done.
Your mouth already takes me around the world and back again. We worked up a hunger, and after Gracie fixed her makeup, made herself presentable, we walked down the block to get a little greasy spoon. She had eggs, and I had a stack of flapjacks. The best in town. After we ate, I put her in a cab and sent her back downtown to a room she was renting. I told her I'd call once I knew something.
Be careful, Jack. I don't know what I'd do if anything ever happened to you. You've been so kind.
I can look out for myself. You just make sure you do the same. Keep your head down, and we'll get through this thing together. When I got back to my room, it had been tossed. The door was still ajar, the lock broken. Somebody had made a mess, but they got what they came for. Only two things were missing: my case file and my gun. Now, whoever had them knew everything that I did. I had two calls to make, and I headed out to a payphone to make them. The first one told me almost everything I needed to know. The second one, I was less happy to make, but I needed to make it, and I needed to make it soon. Maddox? Yeah. This is Murphy. Well, see, that's the thing. I knew you might want to have a chat, and I'm not quite ready to do that. I still have some dots to connect. My room got tossed today, and I've got a pretty good idea who did it and why. Yeah, I'll give you all that, but not until tomorrow. I'll leave word at the station. I'll give you an address and a time. Send two men, and we'll put this thing to bed. The morning paper confirmed my worst suspicions. The gent was dead. Two pieces of lead. One in the stomach, and the other in the ticker. Whoever did it wanted to put the hurt on him before sending him off to the great hereafter. Shot with a .38. Most likely the one stolen from my room. My business card was in his pocket. Someone was setting me up to take a fall. It was a frame job. And inside that frame was an 8x10 photo of yours truly. At this point, there were only two possibilities. Jack Murphy, Patsy, or Sap. Which one was it? I was about to find out.
Oh, Jack. Jack, you're alive. I was so scared. I was so worried.
I don't scare easy, Gracie. And I die hard. Now, see, someone's putting me up, and I don't care much for it. The way I figure, you put a scare into the syndicate, and now they want you quiet.
Me? What could I possibly do to scare men like that? I'm just a girl from Oshkosh, Jack. Have you ever heard of it? I'd be surprised if you had. Oshkosh is famous for two things, Jack. Cows and cheese. I figured if I played my cards right, maybe someday it'd be famous for Gracie McCortland, too.
You've got the goods, kid. And the pipes to make it big in this town. And the looks to go with it. I'm not a betting man. But if I was, I wouldn't be betting against you.
Hold me, Jack. I need your arms tonight.
We fell into bed. And soon enough, our clothes were just a memory. Everything, except her stockings and garters. I liked it when she kept them on, and wasn't shy about telling her so. Gracie, I'm gonna fuck you like a 50-cent whore in a rented room.
Yes, Jack. Take me and make me your whore.
Spread those legs like butter on toast.
Oh, Jack, you're so big. Give it to me. All of it.
Gracie, I'm gonna fuck you all night long and into tomorrow.
You can have me all night and for all of my tomorrows. Fill me with your manhood, Jack. Yes. Oh, you feel so good.
Oh, fuck me, Gracie. Fuck me harder.
Yes. Good. Jack. I'm coming, Jack. Don't stop.
Oh, I'm right there, Gracie.
Thank you, Jack. This is how I will always remember you, and how I'll remember us.
I'd left a big part of myself inside of her. But now, she was holding a revolver to my head. My revolver. Taken from her purse beside the bed, where we had just carved out our own little piece of heaven. What Gracie didn't know is that I had gotten there first, while she was freshening up, and that the bullets in the gun were blanks.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry.
So it's like that, is it?
I never wanted to hurt you. I never meant for it to end like this. But it has to end, Jack. All of it. Us. Them. The whole damn thing.
He wasn't after you. That wasn't the game at all. I knew about Oshkosh even before you told me. The Cortland Dairy Farms. I read it on my milk carton when I poured it into my coffee. But it isn't McCortland anymore, is it? It's Russo. Mrs. Jimmy Russo. Mrs. Jimmy the Gent. One call to the county clerk confirmed it.
You're smart, Jack. Too smart for your own good.
Do it, Gracie. Pull the trigger. Go ahead. End it.
I'm sorry, Jack. I truly am. I could have loved you, but I needed him gone, and this was the only way. When the cops find you and the gun that killed Jimmy, they'll call it payback. A botched PI job. Case closed. I'll be able to go back to being Gracie McCortland, and you'll take my little secret to the grave. Jack, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Gracie. Those are blanks. I had to know if you could do it. If you could pull the trigger.
I didn't want to. You know that, Jack. If I could do it all over, I'd have picked another privateer. Anyone else. We could have really been something.
But now, you are going to trade those stockings and garters for prison stripes, and you're going to be wearing them for a long time, Gracie. Maddox, she's all yours. You're going to be wearing bracelets now. And not the kind you get at Tiffany's.
Will you come and visit me, Jack? Will you?
You broke my heart, Gracie. But I'll put it back together again. I always do. And maybe, once that happens, I'll drop by. It took less than an hour for the jury to come back with a guilty verdict. I told my story from the witness box, and 12 men heard it. With that, and the prints on the gun, it was a lock. The judge gave her 25 years for the murder of Jimmy the Gent, and the papers made me into a local hero. She'd hired some local thug to toss my room and grab my gun, and had left him with a bullet in the back of his head for the trouble. The judge gave her another 20 years for that. I even got a call from the syndicate, thanking me for solving the murder, and telling me to keep my nose clean. The way I figured, they owed me now, and that was a chip I liked having in my pocket. I took a couple of days off, and when I got back to the office, there was another dame waiting for me. Another story, another case. open another set of legs that just didn't stop. And I took the case. Because in the end, I am always a sucker for a good story. And even more of a sucker for a beautiful dame.